When was that?
At the resurrection. When he came out from the tomb, you know, the stone, the angel didn't roll away the stone to let the Lord out. Oh, he'd been out a long time by then. The angel rolled away the stone to let those dear ladies look in and see that the Lord was gone. It reminded me during the war, some news commentator, news agent was watching the Seabees work there in some of those islands in the Pacific. He said, are you making these bridges for the Americans to advance? Oh, no. He says, we're making these bridges for the Japanese to run away. You know what I mean? Not to, not to retreat. So that's just it. The angel didn't remove the stone to let the Lord out, but to let Peter in, to let John in, to let the others in. Jesus was already gone. But when he came out of the grave, like Samson of old, you remember the story? He took that lion by the jaws and just tore him right open. The lion opened his mouth and Samson just ate it and abetted him and kept it open for him, kept opening it all the more until it was one open mouth from top to tail, you see? And that's exactly what the Lord did with death. He tore its jaws open and broke the power of death and took away its sting. It was his conquest. And then it is destroyed finally and fully at his coming, when he comes again. Because when he comes, we read, death and hell shall be cast into the lake of fire, Revelation 20:14, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, Revelation 21:4. And to this, all I can say, dear ones, is, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Now, can you say amen to that? All right. Shall we stand and be dismissed with a word of prayer? Brother Jennings, would you do us the kindness, please? Lead us in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this day. Thank thee for thy word and for the fellowship of thy word. We thank thee, our Father, that Jesus paid it all. It's finished, done, bought, secure, faithful, even through eternity. O burden our hearts, our Father, with those who know not the Lord Jesus. We might walk in such a way that we might be a testimony. Thank you, our Father, for the privilege of being with our brother and sister in Christ. Thank thee for the work that they did here and the work that our blessing heart and soul. And dismiss us with our blessings, our Father, and may the love of God shine in our hearts. For we ask it in Christ's name.
Amen. God bless you, dear ones.